it marks a watershed moment in the sense that the president seems to be now aware of the plight of Kenyans and how they feel it when he is overspending on government. So it is significant to Kenyans. That is why I think also the demonstrations have toned down, given that he has taken significant steps, including in the recent press conference where he's reduced the cost of government. He's asked that 50% of advisors be laid off, closing down 47 different parastatals. But beyond that, he's also actually taken time to remove the budgets of the office of the First Lady and the Deputy President's wife. So all these are significant things that Kenyans have been asking for him to do. Now, whether it is enough to quell the Kenyan public that has been demonstrating is yet to be seen, because many people still have a major trust deficit between them and him.
Why do Kenyans appear not to trust him, especially the Gen Zs who have been protesting, who are now calling for him to resign?
It's two things. He campaigned on a very populist platform, promising a lot of things that he quite frankly did not achieve. And then on top of that, he has consistently waxed hot and cold on various topics. So, for example, he would promise Kenyans that he would deliver for them a liquid petroleum gas tanks at reduced costs. These are things that he still did not do. So Kenyans have realize that they cannot trust him, and I don't know whether you got a chance to see the interview which the round table he had with media houses. He was asked why he lies and whether he will continue lying to Kenyans, you know.
This is not the first time politicians have said one thing when they were campaigning, yet when they get to government, reality set in, both internal and external pressures set in, and then things really become different. So why are they not cutting him a slack, some of his supporters are saying?
No, but you see, that's the biggest issue here. It is not just that he found different things in government. Remember, he was deputy president before, right? So many Kenyans argue that he is not just any other candidate. He was deputy president, but also when he got into office, a year into office, he was still giving new promises. Promises for jobs abroad, promises on fighting corruption, for example, promises on reducing government expenditure, which he didn't do. So it's two sides. It is both the fact that he overpromised during campaigns, but it is also the fact that right now, as president, he has continued to give more promises that have not seen the light of day.
The president has formed a task force to undertake what he says is a forensic audit of Kenya's public debt following pressure from the Gen Z protest. This is a key demand of the protesters. Why are they still insisting, in spite of the fact that he has embraced, he's willing to have a dialogue or engage them, and he has taken upon himself to implement some of the demands that are being made? Why are they still giving him pressure?
The pressure arises from the fact that also, remember, during these protests, people have been killed. During these protests, they have seen a heavy hand coming from the president in terms of how he was dealing with them. So many of them do feel like he still is more guilty than just the adjustments to the fiscal programs of the country. So he's also facing the backlash of also his words sometimes, because he has come out and spoken quite harshly to the Kenyan people, of course, most famously calling them criminals and treasonous people. So it's not just about what he said. It's now about how he said it, when he said it, to whom he said it, and his attitude towards the protest. So he has a long way to go in terms of winning back the emotions of the people. You know, this is the critical thing, that a lot of people do not feel like he understands them or he is on the same page with them.